Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of Isaiah the prophet. Lesson 6, Playing God. Thirsty, final triumph of Zion. In the book of Isaiah, in the chapters 24 to 27, we see an interesting development in history of the future. We can foresee elements which will happen for us in future. For example, in chapter 24, we read in verse 19, "The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again." It will move to and fro like a drunkard. Imagine the people being on this planet and the earth moving like a drunkard. "And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in a pit, and shall be shut up in a prison, and after many days shall they be visited." Final phase of history. When you're the owner of a firm, you have income and outgoing money, and this is an up and down. Money goes away, you have to pay, and money comes in, and at the end, you add together the outgoing money and the incoming money, and then you will see. And hopefully the incoming is a greater, a bigger figure than the outgoing one. Then you have one money. Otherwise, your firm will be dissolved, goes down. And the important point is not somewhere in the middle in July or August, but what will be at the end of the year? What will be there? How much here? How much there? And our headline for this day, Final Triumph of Zion. Final triumph. So we see here there is a final triumph of the Lord. Although it seems that the other side of the devil will be the winner in between. But in the end, it will be different. So it can happen that 99%, 0.9, are against you. And you may think, oh, if I'm on God's side, I'm on the losing side of everything. But it won't be so in the end. Because on you, if you're on God's side, you have the, you are with the mightiest person in the universe. He's the King of Kings. He lives forever. And if you are on his side, you will be on the winner's side. So, take care that you are in the end at the winner's side. Doesn't matter what's in between. In the end, you must be on the right side. But you have to decide now. Because when it comes to your end, you are not able to decide anymore. Then you are dead, and that's it. That was the final decision before death comes. We have to decide. And if we are on the right side, peace will fill our soul forever in eternity. This is safety.